Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Q100, The Burt Show, live from Los Angeles for the finale of American Idol. Things started rough on Idol. Like, it was just a little off for, like, the first 45 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. See, things just seemed a little off, you know?
I wonder if they did on television or if it was just where we could see it from in person.
Where did it start? Did it start with that weird Dane Cookish thing, or was
it before? I think
it started before that.
I think Corey, our hype dude, Corey.
It's the very beginning.
You know how we told you yesterday? What day is it? We told you yesterday about how the night before last, you know, Corey is the name of the hype guy. You know, the Ryan Seacrest Jr.
This is the guy you don't see. When commercials are playing for you guys, there's a guy that's hyping everybody up, getting everybody all excited. His name's Corey.
Corey, yeah. And Bert was talking about how perfectly timed everything is. Well, last night it was not perfectly timed. Corey almost went over when the show started. It was just starting. Really?
That wasn't him. That was the girl.
She was jacking with
him. She was screwing with everybody. She said one.
But it just seemed like he wasn't quite on it every time.
She said 5, 4, 3, 2, and he ran off the stage, and then she was quiet for a minute, and she goes, just kidding, everybody. Right. 1 minute to go.
I don't think that's where it got all screwed up.
Well, the audience wasn't even prepared, because normally they tell you to sit down, and then as soon as Ryan says, this is American Idol, you all get up and you cheer. And Corey didn't have time to make that announcement, so everyone even around us was still standing, and we're all supposed to be sitting in the beginning.
And
so it was
just weird
between audience and stage production.
For me, it got weird when they were all wearing Harry Potter costumes for Alice
beginning.
Cooper.
The Alice Cooper thing. That's where it started weird. Yeah.
You thought that was weird?
Yes.
I thought that was cute.
Harry Potter and Alice Cooper?
It was a little strange.
No, thank you.
The song's called School's Out.
Yeah. It's Harry Potter.
But it was a little Hogwarts.
Well, yeah.
And he came out in full 80s makeup, so he was
70s.
Oh, 70s.
Sorry.
Late 70s.
I mean, they went into the 70s.
But the Dane Cook thing, I don't know that you guys could feel on TV what we saw there or not, because we haven't seen it on TV. But, you know, Dane Cook is singing his Simon Cowell song, and then all the quote-unquote rejects from seasons past come on out. And this guy, Ian Bernardo.
Yeah.
You'll remember him from season 6.
Season 6. And the only reason Bert and I know that is because we saw him on the red carpet.
This kid comes
this
out.
This kid walks the red carpet as if he's like a big time celebrity.
So obnoxious.
Well, he was. Remember when he was on with us? Yes. He was totally obnoxious.
Dane Cook is singing his song, and this wasn't scheduled. And I don't know if you picked that up on TV or not, but this Ian Bernardo guy steals the microphone, and then some of the other rejects start wrestling, trying to get the microphone from him. And Dane Cook is in the back, just kind of looking around. I think he's trying to pull it off. But
he looked stunned.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And then as soon as because they had to go to commercial early, so they had to cut out and go to commercial. And then the hype guy, Corey, came on the mic and goes, well, that went well.
And they couldn't get the mic out of Ian's hand.
Right.
They had turned the mic off, and guards literally had to get him off the stage.
He was escorted out by security because he was kept going on and on saying, Simon, I'm going to be the one that replaces you. I replace you, Simon Cowell.
But even after, we don't know where it cut off on TV.
That's true.
But even the lights were, because what happens is after they do the TV, after they've clearly gone to commercial, then there's a set of lights that go down, and then there's a set of work lights that go up. And so that's what, well into that point. So I know it wasn't on TV. He was still standing at the edge of the stage, and I can't believe they let him stand there that
long.
That's
what we were saying. The security had to come get him during that commercial break.
Sort of based on what we have all seen with security over the last couple of days, you would think that security would be tighter in LA. They're used to kicking people off stage. Mm-hmm. They're used to people that are trying to get on the red carpet that aren't supposed to be there. They should kick those people out. Mm-hmm. In your guys' case, trying to sneak down into the limo area. Security should be on that stuff in L.A.
Remember last year I took a picture of you and Melissa in the judges' chairs 15 minutes after the show ended.
Sincerely, you can walk anywhere you want on this set, and security guards are around, but they don't stop you.
Except, here's the best part, except at the very end of the night, We're all walking out of the Nokia Theater.
Oh, my God, yes.
And there's a, and I see a cool photo opportunity. So I tell Frankie, Wendy, Jen, Melissa, Bert, I go, you guys, Bert, give me your camera phone. You all line up right here. I'm going to take a picture. And the security guard starts hassling Bert that he can't take a picture there because
you're not supposed to have your phone, and even media's not supposed to have their phones. Yeah, the show's over.
You're not supposed to have your phone in the Nokia Theater.
But I can understand that. What I can't understand is the
show's over.
It's been over for 15 minutes. Right. There's nobody even in the theater.
The only thing I could think of is that behind us where we were taking the picture, the sign said Lee Wynn still. And I wonder if they were afraid that we would ruin it for the West Coast, like the Twitter, West Coast, Facebook, and everybody.
Guess what?
Already
the internet
did.
Ruined it for the West Coast. Bert's BlackBerry didn't ruin it for the West Coast.
The security guard was smart there, though, because, you know, after we took the, as we were taking the picture, she walked briskly away. So if any other security people saw it, she could be held accountable.
That's right.
She was smart about that.
I told him not to. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I don't even know what they're doing.
Hey, The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.